She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Oh, this game is absolutely taken off. It's a lot of fun. We do it every Friday morning, and it looks like Janae made it in. Hi, Janae.
Hi.
What are you doing this weekend?
I am actually going to a cosplay karaoke thing later tonight with a friend.
Shut your face.
What is that even? Like,
what are you dressing up as?
I don't know yet. We might do something together. We might do separate costumes. I'm not sure yet.
Well, is there a theme to the cosplay, or can you just be any character you want?
Any character you want. So it's basically like Fan Expo Denver has little pop-up events prior to Comic-Con. So yeah, they just host little fun events prior that everyone and anyone can go to.
Well, what's on your short list? What are you thinking you're going to dress up as?
Velma from Scooby-Doo, Tinkerbell, or maybe a video game character. I'm not entirely sure.
My vote goes for Thelma.
I like Thelma. Thelma's a good one. Yeah.
I want you to be Donkey Kong.
Don't think I could pull that off.
Yeah, no. Stick with Thelma. That's probably a good route for you to go.
Yeah, Thelma's hot, too. So, Thelma. All right. That's send us pictures later to our text line?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Same number you called today. I want you to send us some pictures later. That'll be a lot of fun. All right, here's how this works, Janae. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five pop culture trivia questions, which it sounds like you're going to be pretty tapped in.
Yeah.
Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva. Katie, would you like to say anything?
Yeah, you can get in costume or whatever, but just bring your A game, okay, Janae?
Yeah, you told her.
You got it. Okay.
Janae, tell Katie to leave the studio, for God's sakes.
All right, I'm out of here.
Okay, good job, Janae. All right, Janae, she's leaving the studio. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. And she's in there. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in. Tell me, who is the host of The Voice?
Carson Daly.
And what movie did the line, "There's no crying in baseball," come from? Come on, I need an answer. No cheating.
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
Pass on that one?
Mm-hmm.
What as seen on TV cleaning detergent had Billy Mays as the spokesperson? May he rest.
OxiClean.
Fourth question. What is the name of Rihanna's youngest baby?
I'm going to pass on that one.
Would you like to say Carson Daly?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, you're going to pass. All right. All right, you're very serious. All right, here is your fifth and final question. What is the name of the wearable lollipop that's been around since the 70s? It's like a piece of jewelry.
Wearable lollipop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I don't think I know that one.
Would you like to say Carson Daly?
Nah.
You want to say pass?
Yeah, I'll say pass.
All right, Tinkerbell, I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. We're going to play one song. It's 2 minutes and 40 seconds. We'll bring Katie back in, and we'll see how she does with part two of Katie Crush coming up next. All right, we pulled Katie by the hair because she likes it back into the studios for part two of Katie Crush. Janae, are you still with us?
I am.
How do you feel like you did, Janae?
I feel like I got two correct.
Yeah. All right, we'll see how Katie does here. Katie, who is the host of The Voice?
Carson Daly.
Ew. Janae, you said Carson Daly too.
Hey, Janae.
Hey, there she is.
There we go.
Katie, I got a movie one for you. What movie gave us the line, "There's no crying in baseball"?
Oh, so great. Tom Hanks, A League of Their Own. Who's he saying that to again? Madonna, right? Or no, it's the other
one. It was Rosie O'Donnell.
No,
it was the girl.
The girl
Gina Davis's. Was it Gina? It doesn't matter.
It's Gina Davis's character.
Nobody cares. Janae, you said pass.
Yeah.
Katie, what as seen on TV cleaning detergent had Billy Mays as its spokesperson?
Billy Mays here. OxyClean, right?
Yes. May he rest.
Yes.
I think, Janae, you said OxyClean as well.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, girl. You got clean clothes. Okay, fourth one. What is the name of Rihanna's youngest baby? League of
oh,
baby.
I just saw it in a little Dior diaper.
Oh, oh
so
come
cute.
On.
Oh, it's Rocky. Rocky is the baby's name. Oh, I love her.
Named after dad.
Janae, so you said pass.
Yeah.
She wanted to say Carson
cute
Daly.
Little baby,
she really wanted to. I had to talk her out of it, though. Fifth and final question. What's the name of the wearable lollipop? It's like jewelry. It's been around since the 70s.
Like a candy necklace? Wearable lollipop?
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
I was looking for ring pop.
Oh!
Oh. Unanimous. Oh!
I didn't understand the assignment
Janae,
on that one.
Janae said Carson Daly. Oh. No. Oh. 4-2. Janae, you've officially been crushed by Katie. Aw, man.
It's okay.
That's all right.
Sorry,
you can
Janae
still live your life. This doesn't define you,
yeah,
Janae.
You're
this
still
does
awesome
not define you at all.
Still awesome.
Janae, I'm going to put you on hold. Josh wants to come back and chat with you really quick, though, before you hang up, okay?
Okay.
All right, don't go anywhere.
Hang on.
Josh, stop hitting on all of our contestants. good news is we'll play Katie Crush again on Monday morning here at Mix 100. Congratulations, Katie.
Thank you.
Get rid of these questions. Never to be seen from again. Big Rob is coming up next. Goes commercial free for about 90 minutes at 11:30. And then don't forget, it's Free Ticket Friday. Big Rob and Nina, they both have a pair of Denver Nuggets playoff tickets for Monday night's game for you guys.
Game so five. Let's go.
Whoa, hut. Woo! Oh, wait, wrong sport.
Nope.
they'll give you all the details on their shows on how you can win those. You guys have a great weekend. If you are at the Mammoth game on Saturday night, keep an eye out for us. We might be up on the Jumbotron or something.
Yeah, say hi.
Yeah, we'll be out
love
there.
Love to see
ya. We'll be back bright and early Monday morning. You guys have a great weekend. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100.
Bye.
Bye-bye.